and I long for your embrace every single day to meet you in this place and see you face to face. Will you show me?
Been a band. Mercy Me has been together since 1994. For 10 years we've been doing this, and it's been an amazing journey, to say the least. We started out, and we still are today, God has called us to be worship leaders. I don't think there's any better sound in all the world than the body of Christ lifting up the name of Jesus. And we always said if we ever got to do all of this, that we wanted to go back to how we played and what we did when we first got started. And what that was is we would grab a couple acoustic guitars and whatever else made noise, and we'd go do Bible studies or church camps or whatever else, or whoever else would have us. And so we kind of had this, you know, joke that we always said in the early years that we would come for Taco Bell and Directions Home. As you can see, we've done quite a few shows, but... Anyway, so yeah, it's been pretty cool. People always ask, where Mercy Me got their name. And I wish I had some big spiritual, theological explanation, because that would be way cooler than what really happened. But I grew up in Texas and moved to Florida to work in a church right out of high school. And I was a youth intern. And basically what that means is I was the guy that stapled things and ordered pizza for a youth group. And that's pretty much my job. And yes, long live the intern. But anyway, and so living in Florida, my grandmother, who was back in Texas, would always call me at all hours of the day. And she would be like, don't you have a job? Because I was always home to answer the phone. She's like, don't you work anywhere? And it's like, yeah, I've got a job. There's not much to it. So I got a lot of free time that I'm trying to keep open for, you know, I'm trying to come up with a really cool band name to start this band. I had no clue what I was talking about at the time. And she said, well, Mercy Me, why don't you get a real job? And there you go. And that's pretty much it. So we named the band Mercy Me to remind ourselves that one day, yes, we will have to get real jobs. But thank God you came tonight, and it ain't going to be tonight. So, anyway, so my grandmother, who we affectionately called Mama, Mama was a huge country music fan, and that posed a problem because we ain't country music. And but she didn't care because she never listened to our music, so she was a fan, assuming that we were a country music band. So we just let her have her fun and assume on. But and it made it worse when at one part in our career we moved to Nashville for about a year or so to try to do the whole label thing. Well, the problem with that is that all of country music comes out of Nashville, so my grandmother thought, well, that seals the deal. So she would always call us in Nashville and say, I've been watching the Nashville Network and I haven't seen you on there yet. And because we don't want to break her heart or her wallet because she helped pay the bills and we were broke, we'd always say, well, keep watching. We'll be on there soon. Yeah, we never made it on the Nashville Network for some reason. But we did decide that on one of our independent records that we wanted to do a song just for Mama and her sister Ruby, who were both big fans. And so we did this little country kind of southern gospel thing that at the time we were embarrassed of, but we've kind of grown to like it. And so it was funny because we did it to make her happy and get her off our back. And she was pretty funny because when she got the cassette at the time, she would only listen to that one song. So, and it was at the end of the tape. And so she would put it in and bring her friends over, listen to my grandson's band. And she'd hit play and, nah, skip over all that junk. Go to the end. And so, whatever. But, she was happy with one song. And so we thought we would do it tonight just because it's pretty funny. And we're not very good at country music, so we could at least embarrass ourselves. And so we're going to give it a shot. If you know it, sing along. If you don't, just do yee-haw and stuff the whole way through. And that'll be fine, all right? Here we go.